I used to walk 20 miles in the snow to log on to the internet.
If we crave live interaction, we can have typewritten conversations in chat rooms.
Wow, Marcia, I like that satellite picture.
My doctor told me I was too old to hyperlink. I hyperlink all the time.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of Ground is Lava podcast with Anna.
Macy's the flooring giant.
This is Kerry.
I think the worst position it would be to be a dancer's boyfriend that isn't a dancer himself.
And my name is Sam. I knew a guy who punched a horse once. This is the second episode of Ground is Lava. You can check us on thegroundislava.com. You can also harass us on our Facebook account. It's a comedy podcast. Comedy is used lightly. I guess we'll let you decide if it's actually funny or not. Let's start it off with a bit of good pun, bad pun. Kerry Griffiths is a man obsessed with puns. This segment is about deciding if a pun is bad or good. Maybe all puns are bad, maybe all puns are good. But Kerry is going to give us an example of one he thinks is funny and hilarious and clever, one he thinks is terrible. And I guess you guys decide if there's a difference between the two. Kerry Griffiths.
Maybe I could do them and not say which one's a good one, which one's a bad one.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm happy with that. Okay. Here we go with pun number one.
First pun. One of my friends made the other day, speaking of his dog. He said to me, Baz has been a bit down lately. I think he's bordering on melancholy.
Pun number two.
All right, so I'll set the scene first. Famous Australian hard rock act, Carnival. Their first LP was called Thermata. One of my friends had a jumper of Carnival Thermata. And one of our other friends, I don't know if he stole it, but he had it on his persons when he shouldn't have. And one day we found that out and we decided to take the jumper back, give it to its original owner, and we thought we would surprise our other friend, who, having thought he had the jumper on his persons, no longer did.
Jeez, is this the pun? One long sentence?
Grandma is tricky today.
What? It's just semantics I'm doing. That's a language joke. Yes. That's not the pun.
Okay, keep going.
But maybe in the next episode. So anyway, so my friend wore the Carnival Thermata jumper in front of my other friend, and with the shock of seeing this jumper, he was speechless. Whence my friend then said, "What's Thermata? Carnivalja, didn't I?" And those are the two puns on good pun, bad pun. You decide.
Please comment on those if you think they're terrible, good, bad. If you hate puns, please comment. If you love them, then do as well. I assume the second one is a good pun because it is funny. I like Thermata. What's Thermata with you? That is quite clever. I don't really get the carnival. Is it I kind of fooled you?
Yeah.
Is that the sentence? Is that right?
Yeah.
Anna, what do you think?
I think that, you know, you...
I think you can decide how inauthentic someone is by how high-pitched they start their sentence with. Oh, do you like my new dress? You know what I mean?
I think that you could comment on those puns, or you could just get on with your normal life.
Jill, it's Stephen, Lorraine's husband. We all know what you did. I am considering legal counsel, and I know it was you that defecated on our front lawn because we have all our dogs toilet trained.
Last time we saw Kerry, he had a haircut that made him look, in his own words, like a French lesbian. Kerry, how's the haircut going?
Hang on, I have now a haircut song. Snip off your hair, snip them off your hair for a good look.
So it looks better now. Kerry, how did the haircut go at the time?
At the time, through the process, you're never quite sure what the haircut's going to look like, and you're kind of judging it piece by piece. And you never, you think, oh, it'll get better. It's kind of like one of those art attack kind of things. You're like, fuck, Neil Mutchinen is way off. There's no way he can make a fucking clown come out of toilet paper.
Sorry, I love art attack. Art Attack was a show in early mid-90s, an English show where they'd make, it was like Art Attack, and I think it was only every Sunday, and he'd do stuff like, he'd be arranging hay and you didn't know what he would be doing. But then the bird's eye view would show that he'd arrange the hay to look like, you know, the Mona Lisa or something.
Neil, you hit the nail on the head again. And I wasn't with you all the way through there.
What are you doing?
Okay. What are we talking about again? Art attack.
The haircut.
Yeah, haircut. Ah, of course, yes. So, sorry, do you want me Neil Butchinen was cutting my hair. And it was getting towards the end. It was about 90% done. And I was thinking, no, this is rubbish. She's missed it. And I think she knew it as well. She was looking as though, oh, Jesus, I'm sorry, but this is my job and I've screwed it up. But she thought she'd lighten the mood and make me feel a bit better. And she said, oh, no, it doesn't matter. You're cute anyway. And we all know that cute doesn't mean what you want it to mean when someone says it to you. No one says cute to you and you're happy with the context and the way you're interpreting cuteness.
Oh, definitely. If I remember when you were younger, if a girl said, Sam, you look really cute today.
She's not going to tongue you.
She's not going to give me a wristy.
I'm going to Frenchy you.
Whoa, no. Whoa. Sorry. Oh, was that backwards?
No,
sorry.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
That's sexist. So.
I think a different radio show is going to be around names given to sexual acts in the country compared to the city.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because that would be incredible, but we won't do it right now.
I don't call guys cute.
No.
If that's of interest. Unless I think it's my obviously long-term now, partner.
Of course.
But when we were courting, I didn't. No way.
The thing is, like, if it's a friend or something, do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But it was just because you were a teenager, yeah. You weren't really sure, and you were just trying to have sex with anything. So that was tough.
It's demasculinating, is what we're saying.
Make sure you use a paper plate and not your mum's best china. Because you'll find it very hard to get the pencil through it.
So, anyway, the other day I was getting taught how to catalogue books in a certain format. I used to work in a second-hand bookshop. There you go. Another little bit of a personality kind of trait you can tick on your whiteboards at home.
Did you hear that? Quick, get the Kerry whiteboard out.
Yeah.
Tick cataloguing books.
Under traits, even though that's incorrect.
Oh, it's already ticked. I guessed that one. Smelly sticker. Yeah, so anyway, the guy that was teaching me, a lovely guy, Phil, we were listening to the radio in the back, just talkback radio in the background. And it was good. I don't mind some radio. It kind of, you know, it doesn't make, it kind of stops the awkwardness, if you know what I mean. There's always something going on. There's no awkward silence. You've kind of got something like, you know, it's just like having a couple of friends in the background. Unfortunately, this episode of the radio show was on orgasms and the many pitfalls of such. I'm a youthful young go-getter.
A bit of a young buck.
I am a bit of a young buck. And so as such, my penis is in complete good working order.
Ladies.
you'll see me on chat roulette between 7 and 9. No, that's disgusting. Gary.
Great. Yeah, I can really imagine that. I'm getting a visual and I'm really enjoying it.
End of the awkward story. No.
Yeah, so the whole idea was that it was like, yeah, music and then or it was just like, yeah, talking, yeah, politics, blah, blah, blah. Orgasms. So it's you with this old fella. And talking about old fellas.
Whoa, good. Yeah, that did you just?
Yeah, right,
no, that's what we do here. That's what we do here. So, so in the background, yeah, we got this really strange conversations about orgasms, and I don't quite know what to do. I don't know how to handle it because you know you can't go turn it off because if you turn it off, you're obviously drawing attention to the awkwardness of the moment. But then it got worse for, like, it was bad for me and Phil, but it got worse for this unfortunate listener who was listening, obviously, and thought, oh, you know what, I'm gonna ring up and I'm going to explain my problem. And I think what happened, though, was he didn't hear the part about staying anonymous. And so when the presenter said, look, you can stay anonymous, she then immediately said the man's name and let him talk.
Yeah.
So he's kind of on the spot, like, nope, you've been named... What do you say? I just thought I'd ring up because everything's good. Yep.
Is this a pizza hotline?
Can I request living on a prayer?
Thanks for listening to The Ground Is Lava podcasts with Sam Rankin.
Hi, thank you.
Kerry Griffith.
Hello, it's Griffith. Griffiths.
Holy. Kerry Griffiths and Anna O'Brien.
That's with a Y, Kerry.
And an A-N, O'Brien. You can catch us online as well, www.thegroundislava.com, for more heavens.
Bye. See you. Bye.